With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now we're going to talk a little college hockey. Nate Wells joins us, covers the game for theathletic.com. Nate, how you been?
I've been good, Steve. How are you?
Good to visit with you. We kind of move into that final exam holiday lull. There is some action here and there, but all quiet at the U right now.
Yeah, there's a few games this weekend, but for Minnesota, they are off until December 28th when they host the Rebecca Mariucci Classic.
That's right, and the women are off. They don't play again until early January against Yale. They go into the break ranked number two. Meanwhile, the men, it has been a struggle, but there were signs heading into the break that maybe they were playing a little better. Do you agree with that?
I do. We kind of talked about last time that it was going to be just it's a young team. It's kind of a trying year, and you want to see some progress. And it kind of seemed like that was the case last weekend at Ohio State. Gophers lose 3-2 in overtime before tying 1-1 and winning the extra Big Ten points in 3-on-3 overtime. They were able to hold with the Buckeyes, a team that's still very veteran. The last 2 years, they made the Frozen Four. They won the Big Ten regular season. They've been tough in Columbus and starting to get you're starting to see a little bit going, but at the same time, Minnesota had a lead in third period of that Friday game, weren't able to hold on and lose in overtime. They weren't able to solve Tommy Napier at Ohio State and just ends up with 3 goals in 2 games. So you see some good, you see some bad, but at this point with the Gophers, the Gopher men, you are just trying to see progress kind of grow on a week-to-week basis. And maybe see the second half, some of those losses where they're tied or leading in the third period turn into wins.
Bob Matinsko trying to turn the corner. It has been difficult for sure. But the other Minnesota Division I programs faring pretty well right now. As a matter of fact, Minnesota State still on top of the latest D1 poll. Really good stuff out of the Mavs.
Yeah, Minnesota State, you kind of knew that they were going to be one of the top teams coming into the season. They return almost everybody from a team that was top three last year, WCHA regular season, WCHA conference tournament champions, and they picked off where they left off. They've just been extremely dominant. They're 14-1-1 in the season. I'm pretty much fighting with North Dakota and Cornell for that top spot right now in the pairwise.
If you could jump in a time machine and take this current college hockey poll and go back, say, 20 years, 15 years, and you'd see Minnesota State on top, you know, that would stand out as being, wow, good for the Mavericks. North Dakota number two, not a surprise. You see some teams out of the East that are in there. Okay, then you have Penn State, relatively new program. You go further down, Arizona State is ranked. Minnesota not to be found. And that's kind of the changing face of men's college hockey. Arizona State ranked number 16. It's just hard to get over. Like I say, if you could grab that sheet of paper and go in a time machine, that would be really interesting to get people's reaction to this poll. Crazy.
Well, not only that, but Bowling Green is up there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
After just snapping a almost 30-year NCAA drought, Michigan Tech had a lot of struggles for a while. Boston College is a team that you would expect to be up there as a blue blood, and they are kind of the surprise of the season. And that's been the way it's been the last few years in college hockey.
Yeah, it just absolutely crazy to see the way things are going. Nate, I wanted to get into something. How is this ultimately all going to shake out? Because we have another big move in college conferences. The WCHA is kind of falling apart. How do you think ultimately things are going to play out when the dust settles? And I'm sure you've run through this many, many times to kind of project what we're ultimately going to see a year or two down the road.
Yeah, and for those who aren't sure what we're talking about, seven of the 10 WCHA schools, all except for the two Alaska and Alabama Huntsville, all decided to leave the WCHA in two seasons. And then Alabama Huntsville, about a month or so ago, also decided to do it. So it's an interesting situation where no one is exactly happy with their situation. The WCHA spread out from Alaska to Alabama to Ohio to Minnesota, and you have kind of all these teams in their region, and there certainly is going to be some realignment, and it's kind of the question is it going to be the seven schools? Do the, has there been Michigan, Ohio, and Minnesota, do they play as one kind of region? Do the two Minnesota schools go off and either join the NCHC or do something else? Do some of the more eastern WCHA schools, do they kind of try to join another more eastern conference? And there's a few different situations, and then of course there's also the St. Thomas wild card that is out there. So it's certainly something to kind of keep an eye on. I've heard many people have many different opinions or thoughts of what they're trying to do. I don't know if the seven schools are going to end up just being one conference, or if it's going to be kind of split into multiple, but at the very least, it's right now it's the first step of the next level of realignment, which we kind of figured would come at some point after the Big Ten and the NCHC.
Yeah, do you feel like the Big Ten could expand, or are they going to wait and see if any current Big Ten member schools actually add hockey? Because there's been rumors on that front.
From what I've talked to with people, it seems that the Big Ten would rather have that eighth school be another Big Ten school, whether that's Illinois, who did a feasibility study and is kind of trying to figure out the stadium and the money, or Iowa or Nebraska. And then there's also the team, there's still Arizona State, who still would like to find a conference at some point and kind of figure out their arena situation. It's something that a couple conferences have kind of been in wait and see mode for them. But yeah, it's there are certainly a few steps. And I guess one of the big issues just with college hockey is there aren't enough teams, especially out west, to kind of have these mixture of like-minded schools and also kind of being a small, compact geographical area. You have schools ranging from the Big Ten, these Power Five conferences, to smaller Division II and Division III schools where their only big sport is men's and women's hockey. So there's kind of this disparity, but there's only 60 Division I teams, so there's only so much they can do.
Yeah, and ultimately the Alaska schools, I mean, it's a long flight. I've been to Alaska once. It's a haul. I mean, from Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Anchorage, that's a long flight. It's really no joke. And I can't really blame teams for saying, you know what, you know, even going up there once a year, it's too much.
It's tough. And the situation with the two Alaska schools, yeah, besides just the amount of money it is to go up there and play, bigger schools can offset that because they get two extra games. Playing in Alaska, it doesn't really work as well for smaller schools, but they also have been having, they spent most of the summer having a budget issue. So it was kind of just when it rains, it pours for the Alaska schools. Not only did they have to kind of fight for their life, They then had the rest of their conference basically tell them, we want to do something else. We don't want to be with you.
So the WCHA ceases to exist as we know it.
Although the women's side,
well, sure.
it will still exist.
Yeah, it would still exist on the women's side, but it just doesn't look like there's enough teams to keep the WCHA going. Wow. Crazy.
No, it's really sad. It's a league that's been over for about 60 years, and yeah, I just kind of working on something earlier today, just the end of the decade with the WCHA, and it's just kind of crazy to look at all the different small eras that happened just this decade, where we're speaking about Minnesota State and their success. They're pretty much the one kind of constant line for this decade. You begin with it. You have Minnesota Duluth, national championship, North Dakota's run, and then you have all those teams leave, and you bring in Ferris State, your Northern Michigan, your Bowling Greens, and pretty much it's Minnesota State is by far the longest tenured left, along with Michigan Tech, and then Bemidji State barely got in this decade, and it's pretty much everybody else has been kind of just to and from in the league, and now all those teams are leaving.
Crazy times in college hockey. All right, Nate, always good to visit with you. Nate Wells from theathletic.com joining us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.